Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming to work so early in the morning, I get a little, you know, spooked out when things happen in the parking lots because it's dark. You know, we get here, it's like 4:30 in the morning. So this morning, I'm walking in.
What happened?
And I'm very aware of my surroundings, or at least I think I am. Okay. And so out of the corner of the eye, my eye, something catches my attention. And I'm like, okay, there's something out here. Maybe it's an animal, you know. So I'm just kind of keeping my eye on it. I start walking towards the door, and then I notice it's following me.
Oh, I'd be terrified.
Yeah. So now I'm like, okay, is this a rabid raccoon? And I'm like looking over my shoulder as I'm walking to the door. Is it a person that's going to jump out of the bushes? Like, what is it? I finally get to the door and I turn around. It was my shadow. And the thing that was following me around that was freaking me out was the shadow of my big old head. That's why every time I turned around, it wasn't there.
Tell me you're joking.
No.
This happened this morning?
Yeah. One of those things that, like, in my mind, it's dark. It's, you know, still considered like the nighttime. Like, there are creepy things out in the world. So I had that already kind of built up. And then the fact of, like, what's following me? And then it was my shadow.
But the worst thing is you can't outrun your shadow.
No.
And your shadow's always like 2 feet away from you because it's your shadow.
So I tried.
This thing, what you didn't know what it was, which was your shadow, was right up against you and following you everywhere and you couldn't avoid it.
It was lurking in the shadows. In my shadows is what was freaking me out.
In your defense, even though, you know, you were very vulnerable and I appreciate it, and that's hilarious. It is quite scary at 4:30 in the morning walking through a parking lot.
It is.
You feel very, very vulnerable and you start like envisioning different things.
And the slightest noise, you're like, what is that? Is that a person? Do they have a knife? Are they going to kill me? Like, you know, my mind immediately goes to worst case scenario, not, no, it's your shadow, dummy. And that was your hair when you turned around.
I got up this morning, I parked the car, and there was a car next to me, and there never is, a blue car. Mm-hmm. And they had their door open.
Yes, it was here when I pulled up this morning.
It's like, what do I do? Do I go say hi or do I just walk past and pretend I don't know?
I probably wouldn't go say hi to a stranger at 4:30 in the morning. That's just my suggestion.
But the dark does scare you.
It does because it's that, like, what you can't see. The unknown that's there.
I had one incident when I woke up in my bed the other night. And I was like, there's a person here. And I'll tell you what it was in 6 minutes.
Okay. Was it a person?
No.
No, not one of the dating apps? All right. Let's have some fun on a Friday. I'm not scared of the dark, but what freaked you out? Almost like a fill-in-the-blank Friday.
This is fun. 888-431-3764. Well, Kelly literally got spooked by her own shadow this morning walking into work.
I thought it was somebody following me. And technically it was following me, but it was me.
It was me following me. It was 2 feet away and you can't outrun your own shadow.
Nope, I tried.
This happened to me the other night when I was sleeping. I woke up in the middle of the night and there was just a person sitting, just staring at me, standing up in front of my bed, had spiky hair and everything.
Okay.
I freaked out.
Did you
freaked
yell? Out.
Yeah, I screamed. And I jumped up, like immediately jumped up because I'd just woken up and I was in a deep sleep. When I eventually got my head together and worked it out, I'd hung my clothes up the night before to wear because they just come out of the wash to dry them. So they were hanging, the shorts, the shirt, both hanging together like it's an outfit. And there was a plant, a pot plant above it, which had spikes. So that was the head with spiky hair. I swear to you, it looked exactly like a human being with spiky hair.
You were about to pull some karate on your plant.
Some creep just staring at me as I slept. And how much of a relief is it when you work out what it was?
Yeah, but now your adrenaline's rushing, so now you can't go back to
sleep. Your heart's going boom, 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 boom.
714 weighed in and said they had one of these incidents. Not scared of the dark, but the other night they went out to their car, they looked up at the top of the street, and they saw four coyotes out there. So they went back inside. A little while later, they had to go to their car to get something. And she said when she was walking back in, she saw something laying next to the garage. So she thought it was one of the coyotes. Said, I've never ran so fast in my life. The next morning, when she went back out, it was a rock.
Right.
Those deadly rocks.
I do sympathize with people. We experience this every morning. Our mind can play tricks on us.
It really does, especially with the dark.
This is hilarious, though, from the 840. I'm not scared of the dark, but I'll freak the heck out when I wake up in the middle of the night to find my wife's fake eyelashes on the bed, thinking it's a spider.
100%. I get that one.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.